It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. A recent study by a Wisconsin research group says our state needs to build hundreds of thousands of new housing units this decade to solve the affordable housing crisis. A resource center in the Driftless region aims to help renters stay in their homes and have positive outcomes in landlord disputes. Call in with your questions about landlord or tenant rights. Share your experiences in housing. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Becky Kosky is Housing and Community Services Assistant Director for CoolieCap, the nonprofit that helps connect people with housing, food, transportation, and other needs. Becky, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Well, let's go back in time. Your organization partnered with Legal Action of Wisconsin to create this tenant and landlord resource office in La Crosse. Why is the center needed?
It's very needed in our communities to help people connect with important resources that they need, particularly related to housing. And it brings in that combination of not only an ability to have some support in doing housing searches or, you know, talking and communicating with landlords, but also Legal Action brings a really important piece of that legal background and that legal knowledge in helping to not only sustain housing, but helping individuals and tenants to know what their rights are, know what information is being shared or asked of them in a lease. And in this legal document that they're signing for their housing, it's important to know all of those factors when they're going into it. So it's a really important partnership for somebody to really have all of that knowledge when they're going into a rental situation and really to have that support if something were to happen or if they feel like they need assistance in communicating or expressing what their needs are. That's a really important part to be able to help to do that through this office.
Leases can be complicated and they can be filled with legalese. I mean, how can people ensure that they understand what's in the lease?
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly right, is it can be intimidating going into it. And people are at various different stages of their experience with renting as well. It could be a first-time renter. It could be somebody that hasn't rented in a long time. And so it's important to be able to go through that, answer questions, and really honestly help the tenant to build a relationship with their landlord, to ask those questions of their landlord as well, so that they're fully in the know of what they're expected to do, what the landlord is going to provide as their landlord in this rental situation. So it's really important for both parties, the tenant and the landlord, to make sure that they're all on the same page as far as what's included in that lease.
So open communication from the start, super important, as that lease goes on. I wonder, mm-hmm. Becky, if you could take us to your region for just a moment. What is the housing situation like where you are, especially in smaller communities?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in our area, CoolieCap serves La Crosse, Vernon, Monroe, and Crawford counties. And each of those counties has very different makeups as far as population and resources. And so obviously La Crosse is really the main hub for a lot of resources and services in our community, and really does have an ability to bring that to the table. But just like all four of the counties that we serve, struggles with having affordable housing and affordable housing options. In some of our rural counties as well, this office is available to them as well, or the resources that are available through this office are still available to them as well. But understanding that there's also less housing options sometimes in those rural communities as well. So La Crosse is obviously our bigger city, still struggles with making sure that we have enough affordable housing for everyone.
What types of clients are utilizing the services of the Resource Center now that it's been opened for a while?
Mm-hmm. It can be anyone, really. Anybody has access to it. Usually we are working with individuals that really are just struggling to, like I said, make that communication or build that relationship with their landlord and kind of vice versa. I know landlords have utilized the office to ask questions, but really it's meant to help support both and particularly tenants as well as they're entering this rental situation. So really anyone can come and visit, anybody that may be, like I said, in any stage of rentals. They may be in a unit that they're experiencing some struggles to maintain, or it could be somebody that's looking for rentals or looking for to build a connection to find housing for themselves in the area.
What questions might landlords have? What might landlords need assistance with through the Resource Center?
It's a great opportunity for landlords to help their tenants to provide resources if they see a tenant that's struggling. I think it can often be the case that a landlord might be one of the first people that might notice that a household is struggling. You know, if rent is not being paid on time or late, or, you know, they are often in their properties or around their properties often that they may notice somebody struggling. So it's a great option to have, say, you know, this person is struggling with, you know, maybe a medical issue, this person's struggling and maybe struggling to keep up on their rent. You know, how can I help them, or do I have any resources that I can give to them? Is really what I see a lot of landlords using our office for, is really to get that support so that they can, you know, share that with the person that they're working with.
We're exploring affordable housing and resources for housing with Becky Koski, Housing and Community Services Assistant Director for Cooley CAP in the La Crosse region. You can join in with your experiences, your questions, 800-642-1234. Dave is joining us from Milwaukee. Dave, hi. What would you like to ask?
Good morning. Yes, this is such a great topic. First of all, housing is a human right, period. End of story, full stop. And during COVID, what we learned is that if you don't pay rent, even though the law says you can't be evicted, if you didn't pay rent, they're now, all these landlords are coming after their tenants for the rent that wasn't paid. So the law, the moratorium, whether it was in Illinois or Wisconsin, was helping us. We were able to stay in our apartments, but now they want us to pay that rent during that time period. And we didn't save that money that we were getting or any of that stimulus or whatever. So it's like very difficult for us to pay that money. And if, and because housing is a human right, the landlords should be forced to allow us to live there for free because they're rich.
Dave, and thank you. And I want Becky to step in here on the moratorium and what rights tenants have in what they would need to owe from that time the moratorium was in place. Becky, go ahead.
Well, there were, so we had mentioned earlier, it had been mentioned, the Wisconsin Emergency Rental Assistance Program, obviously that has closed as of the 31st. However, in a lot of instances, and I'm not sure if in your community, because there are specific communities that had a little bit different look as far as services, but was able to do some of that payment of back rents or arrearages that households were owing during that time. Most communities in the state of Wisconsin are served by a community action agency or other resources that, now that the rental assistance program has ended, might still be options for helping households to either catch up in rent or to potentially pay rents forward as well. They're very specific to each community, I guess, or each community has a lot of their own specific resources. So it's difficult to speak outside of our service area, but that is a great place to start, is the Community Action Network is always a good place to start to see what might be serving in your community. And if those entities specifically can't help, they certainly will know of other resources that they can point community too.
Let's bring on Marcus now in Milwaukee. Marcus, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Kate. So I work for six landlords. They have 103 units between them in Milwaukee and Waukesha County. What I would suggest to young renters is if you're renting and your landlord either lives, you know, in one half of the duplex, whether it's side by side or up and down, you should expect that the unit will probably be taken care of and be in better condition and will be more looked after, attentive to your needs. However, that being said, when you have situations like that, landlords are less likely to tolerate, you know, partying, gatherings, and so it can create some tension there. Whereas if you have a landlord that is just strictly renting a side-by-side unit or apartments or whatever else, they tend to be a little bit more relaxed just because they can't be everywhere at once on what's going on at the unit, but they also then therefore are not as attentive to the need to be there. In terms of the COVID relief, I also found that a lot of landlords, if somebody is behind and you go to them and say, hey, you know what, I had lost my job, explain the situation, they're your landlord. And so they understand and they want to work with you if you've been a good tenant. And so they'll often come to a resolution of, you know, say, well, they write off half of it as a loss and then you have to make payments towards the other half over the next several months. So I would recommend to people to try and go see what their landlords will do. Communication is the key.
Marcus, thank you so much. Becky, what do you make of Marcus's observations?
I think he definitely hit it on the head that communication is really key. I mean, it's really a partnership between both. You know, landlords certainly often see it as a business, although, as he mentioned, sometimes they are living in their units as well. And so in this partnership, you know, to be successful, they want tenants to be successful. And so, like he said, communication is really key. I think being upfront and open with them about the struggles. If somebody is having a struggle in paying their rent or in other capacities, it's just having a conversation with them. Sometimes that can feel really intimidating, but it really is important and can make really long-term impacts to be able to do that. And, you know, offering, how can we work together to both have a mutually satisfying outcome for this?
Becky Koski works on housing issues and this landlord-tenant center at the Community Action Group Cooley Cap, located in the Cooley region. Join in by calling with your questions about housing. Share your experiences as a renter or landlord, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Amid the affordable housing crunch, we discuss a landlord-tenant resource center in La Crosse to help people work through conflicts and challenges like eviction and security deposits and lease agreements. Call in with your housing questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Becky Koski is Housing and Community Services Assistant Director at Cooley Cap and stays with us. Becky, with the deadline to apply for rental assistance that the state created during the pandemic expiring Tuesday, how big of a boost was this program for renters? And are you expecting more convictions now that this COVID programming has ended?
So in our Cooley region, at least specifically, we have served several thousand households and have distributed hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars in our communities. And I know that's pretty consistent statewide as well. So it has definitely helped our communities to be able to maintain safe and stable housing for people during this time. As far as predictions going forward, it's challenging to know what will happen going forward. I do hope, as the previous person had mentioned, you know, that tenants are able to work together with their landlords and really utilize the services in their community to have some other options as far as stabilizing their household and really making use of what's available. But also, again, communicating with their landlords if this is the struggle that I'm facing and how can we work together to avoid eviction. I mean, it's a costly process for both parties, you know, landlords and for tenants. It can be very costly. And really, in the end, like I had mentioned, it's a partnership that we want to see be successful. You know, landlords need tenants to stay in their housing and they need tenants to be able to pay their rent. And so really being able to work hand in hand the best that we can in our communities is, I think, going to be really vital to keeping those eviction rates down, because, you know, it can put such a barrier for somebody to be able to find future housing if they do have to proceed to that point, or if they do end up proceeding to eviction. It can be such a barrier to continuing to find stable housing. So really, whatever efforts we can put towards avoiding that is vital.
Marie in Eau Claire called in to ask, Becky, is there any recourse when rent goes up by a large amount?
That's a great question. From a legal perspective, I guess I can't answer that. To my knowledge, no, there isn't really. I believe that landlords are able to, I guess, kind of choose whatever they would like to set for rent. I think obviously they want to be, in most instances, be fair. And they're looking also at everybody is encountering cost of living increases. I would suspect that might be a part of the decision to raise it as well. But that's certainly a concern, is rising rent costs and rising cost of living across the board as well.
Let's bring in Jeanette in Madison with a question. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, I'm calling. Just wondering if Cooley Cap do they check records, like rental records, or someone that has a criminal background? Does that go in with being able to get rental assistance or anything like that?
Jeanette, thank you for the question. Wondering, do you check do background checks on people in order to help them find a place to live?
Yes, to an extent. Obviously, that's going to be something that the landlord will pull and evaluate. We have certainly been able to do that to help somebody to talk about and present their background, both their rental background, if there's any sort of criminal background as well. As far as evaluation for eligibility for our programs, that's not a factor, but it's certainly knowledge that we want to know so that we can best help people to talk with potential landlords about that. It's good to know all that information, you know, straight up and be able to best articulate that when they're filling out rental applications or, you know, talking with landlords and describing kind of what has happened, because usually there's a story behind everything. So wanting to really help them to put that into words to best discuss that with a landlord.
How do you then advise renters who don't have a good credit score or a good credit history or their credit has taken a hit? What do you advise there?
Well, at least locally, there are some services that can specifically help with working on building up your credit score for sure. So certainly exploring that possibility in any community, I think, is one step. But also talking with landlords, really building up, I think, your references is going to be really important. Some landlords will ask for cosigners. And so I think it'll be important for folks to have a discussion with somebody that they trust in their life that might be willing to do that. Sometimes that can be a burden for other people as well, you know, to be put on there as well. So just a very honest conversation about what that would look like. But again, then going into discussions with landlords of just being very upfront about that and knowing that that will potentially be a barrier. But here are some other things. Here are some additional references. Here's what I'm doing to overcome this particular obstacle that you may see in my rental history, or when evaluating my application, here is an obstacle a landlord may feel is there. And here's my plan or the tenant's plan of how I'm going to get beyond that.
There's new research that's just come out from Forward Analytics, and they released a study that found the state needs 227,000 new housing units over the next decade to meet the housing needs. Are developers building enough new housing, new multi-unit housing in your region?
I think that obviously the study kind of indicates that it isn't enough. Certainly we've seen new buildings in our community and continue to work with our communities to encourage that. But we really want to see units as well that are having some options for, you know, low-income tenants or subsidized housing within complexes as well. If they're building new apartment complexes, we really want to take a look at, is this going to be affordable or who's it going to be affordable for? And how can we increase our affordable housing for all in kind of every category of somebody's ability to pay rent? How can we take a look at that and make sure that you know, that's a large number of housing complexes that need to be built. We also need to be, I think, as communities, cognizant of what rent's going to be charged in there and how can we make it more diverse as far as affordability.
Becky Koski is Housing and Community Services Assistant Director for Cooley CAP in the La Crosse region. As we look at affordable housing and a resource center, you can join in at 800-642-1234. Becky, the Biden administration recently released this blueprint for a renter's bill of rights, and it aims to encourage policies to protect renters and ensure a fair housing market. What actions at the federal level would reduce homelessness and reduce evictions?
That's a great question. I think that communities continuing to, in particular, lobby for affordable housing and bringing in new developments of affordable housing, I think will be really important. And I guess whatever efforts can be done to bring resources to avoid evictions, whether that looks like additional representation for people that may be going to eviction court, or if there's resources for landlords to get some sort of incentive to avoid evictions as well. So that, you know, again, like it's a partnership of a business owner and a tenant and understanding that they do have to have some resources as well. But the tenant is really relying on this housing situation. As the person mentioned, you know, it's a human right to have a safe and stable place to live. And so we really want whatever efforts can be made to avoid evictions and really providing affordable housing for people. You know, whatever efforts we can make towards making sure that we are following guidelines of, you know, rent should be, or payments for housing should be 30% of someone's income, and really taking a look at that. And how can we, as cost of living is increasing, how can we look at efforts to, you know, is there ways to reduce costs in other areas so that we can maintain affordable housing and such a vital, piece for people, vital to their stability, to their health, to their well-being, and the well-being of our communities as a whole.
Becky, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate the invite.
Becky Koski is Housing and Community Services Assistant Director for Cooley Cap. It's a nonprofit that helps connect people with housing, food, transportation, and other services. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.